Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah. For Truth Podcast. Yo.
But I knew you, but I didn't know you. It's like you weren't here if you didn't show through. One is a sign. I wonder why you didn't see a sign. But the sign was your wondrous word all of the time. Confined mind, blind to the truth. When your sublime eyes shined every time I was in your view. So now my mind cries, trying to find pieces of you. Engulfed in lies, but I'm trying to make it through and be snatched from the flames.
Yeah. We do it for the old. We do it for the youth. We do it for the body.
Here we go. What's up, everybody? It is the For True Podcast, man. Super excited to be bringing this very first episode of this podcast. Excited because I got my brothers with me. This podcast was kind of birthed out of our, I guess we're going to call it a small group, man. During the pandemic, we decided to come together as families through Zoom, and we did a Bible study. Snap, what was the first book that we went through?
Was Book it of John, right?
John, you're right.
John, yeah. We did John so, before we did Romans, right? Yes.
Yeah. So we literally went through the Book of John. Every Friday, we would come together and have great discussions. And those great discussions led to us wanting to start a podcast, man. And so we're super excited to bring you this episode, first episode. And before we get rolling and get started, man, most of you guys probably know who I am. I'm Dwayne Atkinson, host the podcast here and there and manage a network. And I have my brothers on, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, man. We'll start with Snap, man. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, my name is Snap. I'm from South Carolina, and like Dwayne say, you know, this got birthed from a Bible study we started with us guys and our wives, and also probably birthed from a fight through our Bible study with Ryan Watson with me and Ryan Watson through our Bible study also.
Yeah,
but I said we glad to be here, man. We cool brothers I have here, and we learn from each other, and we all growing together.
That's right, man. That's right. And then we have a brother. My brother Maceo, all the way up top, man, Ohio. What's up, man?
Ohio.
What's going on, people? Maceo Biggers, Columbus, Ohio, home of the Buckeye State.
Oh, boy.
The best college football team in America.
Oh,
just letting y'all know. Football, I should say.
Yeah,
I'm just excited to be here. And like Snap said, I learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I'm just excited about this podcast.
Yeah. And last, we got my man Ryan. What's good, Ryan?
What up? Yeah, my name is Ryan. I'm from South Carolina, also from a little small town called Manning, which is the capital of the Low Country. just really enjoyed the group. A Bible study was always awesome and stuff, and I just appreciated the opportunity to get to know a bunch of other guys that love the Lord and help to sharpen me as we sharpen each other.
And that's right, man.
It just feels good to know that, you know, even though I'm always right, somebody can't help me.
Hey, yes, sir. That's how we started this first episode. That's how we started it. So you already know. You're ready to believe it, man. So another thing that brought us together, man, is we all have similar backgrounds when it comes to our journey and our story. And that's what this first episode is about. We're not going to get into a lot of the nitty gritty details, but we're going to kind of talk about, you know, where we came from and kind of where we are and where we're going, because you always say, you're still reforming. Let me see who I want to start with. I'll start with myself. So, man, I grew up in the church, you know, grew up Baptist, and my parents, you know, they cleaned the church on Friday, and, you know, I was, you know, in there every day of the week, felt like. And then I met my beautiful wife in Hula, South Carolina, and actually became a part of a huge mega church. It was a Word of Faith charismatic church. And in my mind, I thought I was going to the next level. I was like, hey, this is, you know, my mom and dad, they got that old time religion. Oh, this is next level. God speaking in tongues, things and all that nature, man. And I jumped in head first. Then I discovered the prosperity gospel side of it, where, you know, everything was rooted in money. Like, literally everything was money motivated, money established. I mean, it was all about money, man. So that actually started turning my heart away from it. And kind of a long story short, man, I literally kind of went on a journey. I was in a place where I was ready to say, you know, King James only, fundamentalist. I was ready to, that was me, man. Look,
you ain't made CEO, brother.
You guys are going to get that joke later, but that's the route I was on, man. And I have to shout out a good friend of mine, Greg Bainey. Heard me talking about Calvinism and actually brought me into his office and said, hey, man, I can, you want to learn about it? I walked through the Westminster Confession. He did that, man, and pretty much when it was over, I was like, you know what, I'm a Calvinist. And that actually led to and opened doors to, you know, me discovering, you know, resources like Grace to You, Ligonier,
right.
And which also inspired me to start my podcast and all of that trickled down to get to where we are today with the Four Truth podcast, man. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. But like I said, our stories are kind of similar as far as what we're coming out of. And so because Maceo is past his bedtime, I'm going to let him go first because I think if we push it back a little bit later, he'll be asleep. So Mace, man, let's talk a little bit about where you come from, man.
So, yeah, I'm similar to Dwayne. The church, the only thing we did in the prosperity gospel was that wasn't a big thing. It was prosperity-ish, I should say.
Gotcha.
But I came from a background of charismatic, Word of Faith. You know, you can't say that you're sick. You know right. what I mean? But I don't feel good today. No, you can't say that. You know, no, you're speaking it into existence.
I got to jump in. My old pastor used to say, boy, you don't take sick days, you take well days. I was like, what? That don't even make sense.
My man.
Oh, man, come on.
And Dwayne, that'll preach right there. That'll preach right now.
Yes, well, I think I'm sick.
He said, well, I think I'm sick. Oh my goodness. Man, nah, I came from it. It was a crazy background, but I know we don't have enough time to go through all that. Maybe later on we'll go through this, but it's just I just thank the Lord that, you know, through actually heard of Paul Washer through a song. And I was like, who is this? And I asked the person, who is that? And so I started listening to Paul Washer's sermons. And, you know, and then I actually met Dwayne through, I think, through social media some years ago. And I went through, I guess, as he went through his thing, because we used to follow some of the same people.
G. Craig Lewis. We were in the G. Craig Lewis.
He didn't want to say the name. He didn't want to say the name.
Hey, I'm saying the name.
Say the name. You don't want to say the name.
Hey, we were G. Craig Lewis cult members.
Yeah, we were. Hey,
my
man.
Goodness.
Hey, but we, as I followed and through Dwayne through some social media and through the Bard podcast, I learned about a lot of Reformed teachers, a lot of expository preachers and teachers, and I just thank the Lord for that, because I always knew something wasn't right, you know, because you're reading the Bible and then you hear it like.
Mm-hmm.
It was just completely out of context and stuff, and so you just like, you know. And then I just thank the Lord was it Snap? You call them the dead men, the people who are already dead, who already preach. Yeah, what was you saying that day? I forget, but anyway, I just
he's sleepy,
God,
y'all. It's okay, keep going.
I just thank the Lord for good teaching and I just praise God for that. So.
Yes, sir. All right, Ryan, man, you up, man? You got?
Oh man,
I'll save a snap for last. He already knows.
Oh yeah,
right.
So yeah, all of us, kind of like you all were saying, I came out of the same type of church, Word of Faith. It was Baptist by name only. it was really, really steeped in charismaticism, you know, speaking things into existence, you know, the whole tithing system, giving to get your blessing and all that. And I guess I can say, so I was kind of moving up pretty much and moving, you know, through the system. And just one day I just kind of got this desire to kind of, to, you know more about God, dig deeper to learn more about the Bible and stuff. Cause I thought I had a pretty good grasp and knowledge on the Bible, but, I needed to know more. So I started, kind of searching sermon audio and came across Vody Bakum. And I was like, you know, I'm going to listen to this guy. It's the only black guy I see on here. Let me check him out. I'm listening to him. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. And as the more I listened, more names started popping up. He started naming people. And I, you know, started listening to some other people, and eventually ran across MacArthur and between him and Bakum. And once I found out he was actually preaching through the whole Bible, you know, verse by verse, I decided, you know, I'm going to listen through the whole New Testament. Then, you know, as time progressed, it started challenging some of the stuff that I believed in. So, of course, that brought up questions, you know, questions of whether what I was believing was true, questions that about some things that I was being taught. So I approached my pastor, and it was actually funny because it was about Isaiah 53. And so I walked through the scripture with him and told him the issues I had with it. And at that point, it was like, he told me, you know, that's not your job to study scripture on your own. You know, your job is to listen to what I tell you and to study what I tell you. That, you know, you studying scripture on your own will mess you up. That's not for you to do. So he asked me a couple of questions about what the scripture says and what the issues I have with it. And, you know, anytime somebody tells you that you ought to do this, but that's an automatic red flag when it comes to you ought to study scripture. But so I left out this office not feeling really content about the answer that he gave me. So but, you know, trying to be obedient and trying to do the right thing, I went ahead and left. And when I walked out, his wife stopped me, which was you might as well say co-pastor, and in essence said the same thing, that she knows people who've lost their mind from trying to study the Bible on their own. So that's not something for you to do. So fast forwarding, you know, I stuck with it for a while, went with it for a while. And then, you know, I just got like this fiery indignation in me about the stuff that was being taught on Sundays. And I just couldn't sit in. It's like every time I sat in service, I was angry, got angrier and angrier. So I was, you know, it got to the point to where it was like a New Year's service night. And the same thing happened through that service. And after that service, we're leaving out, and they try to force me to dance to some secular music that they had playing, which nothing's wrong with secular music, but the fact that they were forcing me to try to force me to dance and do all this other stuff. And I told him, you know, I'm not doing it. So he goes on this rant and rave about, you know, how do you tell if somebody is demonically possessed? You know, they don't listen to the leaders and all this other stuff. So he goes on this long rant. And at that point, I knew that was it. You know, I had to get out of there. I'm done. Wow. And the rest, you know, it's kind of like, my story was kind of like Joe Besk in a way, and not in the fact that the causation fact of it, where, because a lot of the issues that I had in my life was caused by me. I did it, you know. Mm-hmm. Joe didn't do anything to get in the stuff that he was in, but serve God. But in saying that, from that point forward, everything that I faced after that was a direct result of me actually taking that stand and following God. So I, in essence, lost everything. But God, in turn, restored that and more to my life, which I am eternally grateful for. And I'm glad, sir, that I met these brothers, especially you. And this shows how small the world was, because I met Snap first, and we ended up going to the same, meeting up at the same church. And then he introduced me to Dwayne, and it turned out we had something that we had a relationship in common, which was kind of weird. And then ran into Maceo at around the same time, and it's just been golden ever since then.
for sure, man. That's awesome. Awesome. All right, Snap, get into it, man. Get into it. Tell us.
I'm about to say it from, I know I heard y'all's story before, but it just seemed like I ain't never heard it before. Yep. And I know we talk all the time, and yep. I be right, like, right. Man. But yeah. I had 15 years I spent, it was 14, 15 years in our so-called church, which I don't call a church no more, where we had a woman as the pastor, and she was the apostle. At that time, so I had 15 years of that, and her son was like one of my best friends. My mom and dad, all of us attend this church, and then when I, you know, met my wife or date my wife, I brought her into that, and man, we have seen things like people come in and getting on the floor, crawling like they were snakes. I've seen people, Ryan knows, y'all know me very well, but Ryan, you know, knows, you know, how my mom and my parents are. I have seen my parents buy them cars and all kinds of things. So we were steeping there. I was preaching during that time in those circles. I think one time we went to Virginia, and I think, I can still call names, Dwayne?
Do it.
You still good? I think Jamal Bryant was supposed to be there.
Oh, please call his name.
Yes, sir.
On that call, too. But something happened, and he didn't show up. But as years went by, I was at work one day, and we were supposed to have a meeting. But something happened, and the meeting was running, couldn't get to it. Something came up. So my friend was working there, and I was like, man, let's go over to this bookstore over there. I need to get me a new Bible. So what I did, we went in there, and I saw something called a commentary. In those circles, I never heard of a commentary. So I was like, it was like $20. So I was like, let me buy it. And it was like a explaining verse by verse, you know, things was going on. And then when I start reading it a little bit, I'm going to say like y'all did, it start attacking some of the stuff I believe in. It even talk about can women be pastors of a church and all of this stuff. And I just kept reading, But while I was reading my Bible and you had the commentary there, it was just like they were just explaining what the text says and nothing else. And that was different to me. But as time went by, I know I had a talk with my wife and I said, hey, you know, we're going to have to leave here. But during that time, I started to transition a little bit, if I can say that, because I was still preaching some. And now my theology is changing, right? And now I'm preaching a little bit more sound theology. So y'all know that the preaching engagement start getting like to zero. Because it ain't want that. But I forgot exactly who the guy was, but someone had told me to listen to the sermon of someone. And he started mentioning words like election and predestination and the sovereignty of God, and we are chosen before the foundation of the world. When I heard that, I was like, okay, let me read this. And when I heard that, it was like I could not miss it from all over the Bible. After I heard it for the first time, it was everywhere. So I just started listening. I said, like, who I can listen to learn more about this. I wasn't angry about it at the first time. I was like, let me wrap my head around it. So I waited about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months. I forgot how it went. And I was like, you know, I believe in this election stuff or whatever it's called. I didn't know the term was, if you want to use Calvinism or Reformed God. But to me, when I first heard and started learning more, for me, fellas, it was like a pressure fell off me. If you understand what I'm saying. Because in my circle, it was more like, and in some of our circle, it was so much on you and this much of God. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Bible make a good big idea that it's God in all of this. Mm-hmm. And man, and as I begin to read it and to study it, and yeah, I'm going to tell you, I wrestled with it for a while. I took it to my wife for the, you know, first I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to wrestle with this with me. And look, everybody's story is different, right?
Yep,
right. I take it to my wife, Mika, that's her name. And this was her reaction. And I take it to a show while I was learning, show some scriptures. We listened to stuff, and this was her reaction. She said, I don't know all of it, but I believe it. And it's true. I got a little upset because I wrestled with it for months. And I was like, oh, no, you're supposed to wrestle with this. You're supposed to lose some sleep. She said, I see it. I can't put my finger on it, but I knew something was wrong, but I believe it. Mm-hmm. And as years Amen. Went by, you know, we have grown, but like us fellas, God has brought us out, you know, of some in some situations, man, what we would call church. And to the people that listen to us, we not bashing people that's in there right. either, because right. we got family members and we got friends there, and we want to reach them too with the gospel. That is what missing there, and this is what we, you know, here to do. And like when I first came into, like, if you want to say Reformed theology, it wasn't too many people that looked like me, to be honest, you know. So I wanted to, and when I met I think Ryan, like Ryan C met me first, but I think me and Dwayne with on the other end, I think I reached out to, because I was online. I just needed to find, because I had so many years of bad teaching. I had needed something good, you know, just to get that out of me. I spent nights, y'all, on my couch crying. Nights on my couch. I started blaming everybody. Why my mama them had me at this church? Why this and that? I'm blaming everybody. Then I had to think for a minute. Well, dummy, you ain't been reading yourself anyway. You ain't right. been reading your Bible. So it been all of that I had to wrestle through. And I think I saw Dwayne was posting something on I forgot it was on
Facebook. Be not deceived.
Be not deceived. Yeah, at me at that time, I just wanted to reach out to someone that kind of, you know, look like me and believe the same thing I believe. And that's how I can't remember how long ago that was now, Dwayne.
Bro, no idea.
It's been a minute. But
sure.
That's my story, y'all. Where I live at here, I can say, like Ryan said, we have a lot of church that say Baptist just in name only.
For sure.
Seriously. I hope I would get in trouble with this one. And I think we got a misunderstanding that it's always only the Black Baptist. That's not true. there's some crazy stuff going on in there too. So, and we have a lot of Pentecostal charismatic around my area. Still, God told me, and just man, it's crazy here.
Gotcha.
I mean, y'all be surprised. All right, that's all.
Yeah, man, and appreciate the shout out, man, for the Be Not Deceived. Ryan is actually rocking a BND hat.
For
the YouTube watchers. Yeah, man.
You on YouTube?
Hey, this is video, man. We everywhere.
I'm in grace, like I'm King Solomon over here, bro.
You are. You're the king, man. You're the king.
I'm the king.
Man, so like I said, all of the stories kind of intertwine. Snap hit on two things that I want to kind of circle back with the guys. I'll even go first myself. The first part that he hit on that I want to kind of circle back on before we close out is, you know, the way we approach our spouse with it, you know, because even with me, because my wife had been in the game way longer than I have as far as the charismatic world. And so I'll be honest, I was a little fearful in bringing it up, you know.
I was too, bro.
I was a little fearful. And then also, you know, I'm known to go 0 to 100 on stuff. And so, you know, I didn't want to bring it up and then it be a fad, you know, just fade away one day. You know, I didn't want that. And so I really took my time studying up and really, you know, wanted to present it. And I was very subtle. Like, I didn't come, you know, hardcore. Like, I would leave Steve Lawson playing and walk out the room and, you know. And
dropping breadcrumbs.
Yeah, dropping breadcrumbs, man. And I remember one day, because I always had to get up early and go to work, I had left Steve Lawson playing. And she actually called me at work. She was like, I believe in the sovereignty of grace, sovereignty of God. I was like,
man,
wow, what brought this on? She's like, I was listening to Steve Lawson. You left it playing and he was teaching on it. And it just made so much sense. So, you know, and it's still a continual thing. Like, even now to this right. day, you know, because there's a lot of stuff we have to unlearn, you know, even with praying, like she, you know, even, you know, just praying like, okay, baby, you got to pray. You can't, you know, decree and declare, you know, that's not prayer, you know, and just the language and what you say and when you say it, you know, but I don't want her to be fearful either. Cause the other day she's like, I don't know how to say it. I was like, well, just say whatever. Ain't, you know, it's not like you say the wrong word. It's blasphemous or something. Just
right.
I'll let you know, like, okay, that, you know, that sounds a little, little word of faith-ish. So yeah, man. But that was kind of my experience. So Mace, I'm gonna throw it over you, man. Talk about I guess the experience, man, with, you know, discovering this and with your spouse.
Yeah, so with me and my wife, she it was like she even told me, she was like, you're moving too fast. Like, it was like the whole church thing, even going to church. Mm-hmm. It was like, she was like, you're moving too fast. Like, you're like, and she was like, it's hard for me to keep up. And but the one thing we did, like, when she started listening to the same stuff, because I listened to Paul Washer, which led to, you know, Vody Bakum, which led to Ryan said, you know, John MacArthur. She started listening. She was like, man, this sounds so much. This sounds so different, and it sounds right, you know. And so I just told her, like, I think we're in the wrong place, right? You know, and but you know, it's for some people. You know, I'm not, you know, like Snap said, we're not knocking nobody, you know, for and we're not knocking the church, you know. It is, when you start hearing sound teaching, you start reading your Bible differently, you start reading your Bible in context,
right?
It just changed you. And that's one thing, like, I think it really blessed my wife when we as a group, you know, got together, and as our you know, spouses, you know, they heard sounds, they heard the scripture. We went line by line, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the scripture, you know, and just and she was just like amazed when she walked away, like, oh man, I learned this today, you know, like, you know, and right. you know, and that was even a topic, you know, on the way, because we work together on the way to work the next day. She'll talk, you know, or well. Sometimes it'd be Friday nights, but we did start doing some Wednesday nights, and we'll go to work, right. And she just like, hey, she was like, I didn't know this, or I didn't know that, so I just think God, though, that's all the work of the Holy Spirit moving, you know, because ain't nothing we can say or do to change right. our mind, you know, so our right. mind, our heart, so it was all the work of the Holy Spirit. I just thank glory for the Holy Spirit on that. So
yeah, man, no, that's dope. And I can kind of ditto on that as far as the group helping as well, you know, taking our time and walking through and all of that. All right, Ryan, up, you up.
All right, well, you know, mine's a two-parter, so.
I know, let's get it.
So initially when I started doing my research and stuff, I was kind of hesitant to share anything. I didn't want to, you know, bring the thing up, because I wasn't sure myself. I didn't know whether I was being deceived or you know, whether that was the actual truth or not. So I went on this all-out hunt to try to figure out whether it was true or not. I was watching YouTube videos, listening to sermons, doing research and all this other stuff, trying to answer, you know, seeing whether it was some consistency in the stuff that I was hearing. And you know, I tried to disprove a lot of the stuff I was hearing. So, but in that act of trying to disprove it, I ended up finding out that I kept running into that roadblock that I couldn't disprove what it was, because that's what the scripture said. So I had to kind of gussy up at some point, and I had that conversation, and you know, told my wife, now ex-wife, that, you know, that this is what I believed. And this is what I think that the scripture is saying. And I don't think, and it doesn't align with, you know, what we're being taught. And and at that point, it was a complete shut off. And there was like, you could feel the divide that happened. Nothing was said, but you know, you have that sense that a divide had just happened. And so I was just kind of cautious on how I handled, you know, as far as sharing stuff and like any research or studying or sermon listening that I did then was pretty much, you know, done in secret. Right. Because I was still kind of struggling, because I was part of a church family, and I didn't want to leave that church family. I didn't want to feel like I was abandoning the people if I, you know, if I went against what they were being taught, what we were being taught. So, so I ended up one morning, I just woke up crying, just broke down in tears, just sitting there crying on the edge of the bed, like, Lord, just please help me understand what is true and what's not true.
Wow.
I really need to know. You know, I can't figure this out without you. And that point was the catalyst to everything else that kind of pretty much happened, and it went on from there. And that's when he kind of gave me an affirmation and gave me that boldness I needed to separate myself from that situation. And like I said, that of course led to me losing my family, losing some other members of my family and some of the friends and associates that I had. You know, everybody pretty much cut themselves off of me. So from that point forward, you know, I reached out to the pastor of my new church and, you know, started talking with him and stuff. And then, you know, time moving forward, I ended up meeting up with Snap, and he kind of confirmed some things with me. And then I started meeting, then I met you and met Maceo, and it was just more confirmation that, you know, this is the right direction. And then years later, you know, God worked things out. I ended up meeting my now wife, and it was just kind of crazy because she was kind of in a similar type church as, but not as bad. It was kind of like your traditional type Baptist church, Black Baptist church. And, right. You know, it wasn't word of faith, but it really wasn't scripture intensive. It was more so entertainment.
Okay.
And, right. You know, we ended up working together. So we ended up having some conversations about the Bible, and, you know, having this zeal, I challenged some of her beliefs about some of the things that she was saying, because she would say certain things, and I was like, well, why do you believe that? You know, or give me a scripture that supports, you know, what you just said. And she had to start digging, like, well, it says this. Well, does that really mean that? Well, I really don't know. Well, now she's digging and deep, trying to look. Okay, I need to figure out why this is this way. You know, why do I believe this? You know, I believe something, but I don't know why I believe it. And doing that, it eventually led her to Christ, and it's a lot of stuff that she's still learning, and it's a lot of stuff that but she's like growing like a weed now, and the group has really helped her, and I'm pretty sure they helped, you know, everybody's wife in this group as far as their growth in the word and in the scripture. So
for sure.
And now I could talk. I mean, I talk to her about anything. So it was a blessing.
Yes, sir. Night and day, man. And like I said, I'm glad we kind of touched on that, because somebody's listening that might be going through that, that may be discovering, you know, Reformed theology and don't know how to approach, or, you know, or already did and in that situation, man. And you know, as we already know, God is sovereign. And, and you know, we're going to continue to trust and lean on him, man. So I guess to get ready to end this out, man, because I don't want this to go super long. And you know, we kind of titled this, you know, Snatch from the Flames. I want to give everybody an opportunity to kind of talk to someone that's listening, man, that, you know, either is in one of those churches and they're starting to question things because that's why they're listening, or even someone that, you know, that this might get passed along to because somebody that loved them want them to come out of that kind of doctrine or teaching. And so Mace, I'm gonna start with you, and then you know, we'll just kind of go around the horn.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, like, each and every one of us, well, everyone said, like, I think we all had that moment where you realize that you're not being told truth, and you have that moment where, like, you know, like Ryan said, you're sitting inside the bed and you're actually in tears, or you're sitting and listening to a sermon and you're getting angry because you know that's not how God intended, that's not in context, and I actually had to get some counseling for that, because what happens is you're going to start being divisive, because it's not what you, this is, you know, it's not right. So I employ people, just if you you're in that situation right now, get some counseling, talk to your pastor about what's being taught, and if you can't handle sitting under that, I suggest, you know, I never tell nobody to leave their church, but you might want to look at leaving your church. and finding a church that can
look at there. I know. He's growing, Dwayne. He's growing.
Look at our boy. Yeah.
Stop. Look at our baby.
Baby, come on, get out of here. if you can find you a church that is going to teach sound biblical teaching, biblical expository teaching. I tell people all the time that's the main thing. It's not the choir. It's not the whatever entertainment they have. That's not what you go to church for. You go to church to hear God's word. That's the most important thing, and to grow. If you're in that situation, get out.
My man.
Uh-huh. Well. Look at the Lord move.
Ain't it? Look at that, Dwayne. Look at that, Ryan.
We're joking, man, because you know it took Macy a long time to get to that place.
I battled with that for a long time. I remember even when I start hearing sound teaching, mm-hmm. I was like, man, let me stop listening to this because, man, this gonna mess me up. So it took a long time, man. I don't want y'all to go through what I had to go through.
I know, right?
Be better.
Be better than me.
Good stuff. All right, Ryan, man, what do you got to say to the folks?
The main thing I want to say is that if the Lord has touched and convicted your heart by the Holy Spirit, listen to him, you know. Just get in your word, study your word, and believe what it says. Get you a group of people around you that can affirm what you're reading. And don't be on an island yourself. Don't just take anybody's word for anything.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Study, you know. And the other thing is the scripture instructs us to be, you know, as wise as serpents, but harmless as dove. And that's one of the things that, you know, I had to learn to do over the years is just being gentle with people,
right,
and learning how to talk to people, right, and address people with certain things, because you have a desire and a zeal to see people know the truth and learn the truth. But sometimes that zeal overshadows your common sense and your love for people. And the greatest expression of the gospel is to show that you have love for your brothers and your sisters, and not to try to just, you know, bemean them or belittle them because they don't have something that you have, because what we have, we didn't earn, we received.
That's right.
And we need to act as if it is something that we received, and be willing to share that gift with others.
Good stuff. All right, Snap.
You know, one of the things that I want to say is one of the things that Ryan had touched on, and when Ryan said that he lost, you know, everything. And I remember when me and my wife came into what we would call Reformed Theology, for a while we just thought we were the only ones on the planet, especially in our little area. But I would say this too, one of the best things that happened to me was meeting all of y'all fellas, and one of the best things that happened to me was meeting Ryan. I think he wasn't at that church that long. We came to visit, right? And we came to visit, and we hit it off. Y'all, I will tell you, right, instantly, right, Ryan? And we hit it off instantly. And so, for some of the people that are hearing us and say you may lose some people, but God will always add some people to you, right, too. And Ryan became my brother. The guys on here, Maceo and Dwayne, they are not my biological brothers, but they are my brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's like my son called them uncle. You know, we teach him that these are his uncles. So, and God will always have people there with you. You won't be on an island by yourself. I don't care if you have to Zoom them sometimes, like how we do sometimes. It just happened that me and Ryan, we live like an hour away. That's how I used to drive to go to church, an hour away, because it's easy to say find a good biblical church. But y'all, if we want to be honest, we have a lot of buildings and we have a lot of churches, but we have not that many good biblical churches.
Amen.
It's few. And our stories about how our wives come along on the other side of it. You may be a wife and your husband may be on the other side. And we say we just do the same things and be patient and pray and let God do his work, because I think one preacher say this time, hey, it's for us to give the word of God, but it's the Holy Spirit to move the word of God from their ear to their heart. That's not our job, you know. And even though we want to see that, we just pray for the Holy Spirit to move. And like we say, we didn't come up with this ourselves. We was in a mess when God come and rescue us. Y'all can hear that. We was in a mess.
Amen.
And so we got some brothers and sisters in those circles. I think we all got a great desire for that, for they just to know the truth of the Bible, and so that people can rest in the finished work of Christ and what he already has done. So, you know, I just thank God for it, and that's all I got, fellas.
That's good, brother. That's good, man. I think this is a good first kickoff episode, man. Before we get out of here, I got a shout-out the producer of this podcast, my big brother, Buddy, and also Brother Jonathan listening in on the back burner, backstage. Definitely excited about this podcast, man. I hope you guys enjoy what we got planned for you guys. We got a lot of really good topics, and this is going to be different. This is going to be different style, different format. All of that stuff is going to be different, man. So we want to make sure that you guys check us out, subscribe, tell somebody about it, leave us a review, all the good things, man. God bless y'all.
Only good reviews.
Makes me also good.